For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Next Tuesday, voters will narrow a field of 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats vying to become Michigan's 49th governor. The Republicans in the race are Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, Attorney General Bill Schuette, State Senator Patrick Kolbeck, and physician Jim Hines. We're studying each candidate's plans for improving K-12 education. I sat down recently with 2 mid-Michigan journalists. Jonathan Osting is the political reporter for the Detroit News, and Kyle Malin is the editor of MERS, the Michigan Information and Research Service. Jonathan began the discussion by outlining the platforms of the 2 candidates now leading in the polls.
A lot of the focus on the Republican side seems to be on very early education. So Brian Kelly, for instance, wants to coordinate existing state services, healthcare, nutrition, daycare, early childhood education services, to help students make sure they're in a good place when they finally get to that point when they're going to school. Bill Schuette is really emphasizing reading. He's got a GROW initiative, he calls it, which is all about trying to get kids when they're young, make sure they're reading at a good level early on, which of course is a predictor of future success. Now, that said, it's also been an emphasis of the current governor, Republican Governor Rick Snyder, and we still haven't seen huge gains in test scores, but that seems to be an emphasis anyways.
And then for the other 2 candidates, Patrick Kolbeck and Jim Hines, repealing Common Core. They want to get rid of any type of top-down model to education. Patrick Kolbeck is also big into these education savings accounts. He's had legislation in the Senate to do something along those lines where people can put money into a tax safe account that they can later spend on their child's education. And also Jim Hines has also been talking about trying to tackle this idea of student debt, adult literacy. But what I see really interesting on the Republican side is they really go to great lengths to avoid talking about spending more money on education, where that seems to be a very common thing for Democrats. The Republicans just in general are saying we don't have to spend more money on education to improve it.
And 2 points that I'm seeing emerging from 2 of the candidates, Senator Patrick Kolbeck and Attorney General Bill Schuette. Senator Kolbeck is getting some flack from the left for what's perceived as his involvement in rewriting social studies curriculum. There's a push right now to modify what school kids are taught. Also, Attorney General Schuette has been involved in the lawsuit. In fact, it's now being appealed. Some Detroit school kids had lost their case. They had advocated for a right to literacy. A federal judge said, you don't have a right to literacy. That's actually now being appealed.
Yeah, and what I see, too, and kind of going off that, is how Patrick Kolbeck is really defining himself as the real conservative in this race and also talking about such issues as campus free speech. And that we shouldn't have these schools where the right to talk about your, I don't know, a right-leaning speaker becomes infringed somehow. And when you look at Kolbeck, and then you look at Schuette, and you look at Kelly, you can always kind of see the spectrum on the political side of where they all stand, with Schuette and Kelly being kind of more mainstream, and then Jim Hines kind of in the middle, and then you got Kolbeck on the far right.
Jonathan, anything to add to that?
I'd just say on Kolbeck, I think it's kind of a common theme there in both these new social studies standards that he's putting forth and the campus free speech that Kyle mentioned. He believes that educational institutions and curriculum has been slanted towards a left-leaning viewpoint. And while he says he doesn't favor top-down control, he wants to get in there and put his fingerprints on it and change that a little bit.
Do either of you care to speculate as to which 2 people we'll be talking about left standing on August 8th?
The polling would seem to indicate that Bill Schuette and Gretchen Whitmer are going to be the nominees, but I just kind of hold out there because you never really know what the enthusiasm is like among the progressives across the state. Are they really going to show up en masse? Brian Kelly is going to have to make up some ground in order to do something. And Patrick Kolbeck seems to think he can win. He's got some analytics that show that he's going to win.
Kyle nailed it. You know, I think the Republican side has been pretty consistent, Schuette with a decent lead. On the Democratic side, you know, Abdul El-Sayed has this progressive energy behind him. He's down in the polls right now, but he's doing some interesting things, even trying to recruit out-of-state volunteers to come in and knock doors for him, which is something you don't really see in a Democratic gubernatorial primary, maybe in a presidential election, but it's unique. He's trying to build on this national progressive momentum and perhaps score an upset here. We'll see.
Kyle Malin is the editor of MIRS, the Michigan Information and Research Service. Thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate being here.
Jonathan Osting, the political reporter for the Detroit News based in Lansing. Thank you again for coming and talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin Lavery, WKAR News.